Okay, don't panic. Don't panic. It's only a visa bill. It's a piece of paper. A few numbers. I mean, just how scary can a few numbers be? I stare out of the office window at a bus driving down Oxford Street, willing myself to open the white envelope sitting on my cluttered desk. It's only a piece of paper, I'll tell myself for the thousandth time. And I'm not stupid, am I? I know exactly how much this visa bill will be. Sort of, roughly. It'll be about £200. 300, maybe. Yes, maybe £300. 350 max. I casually close my eyes and start to tot up. There was that Sue in Jigsaw. And there was dinner with Sue's at Quangalonus. And there was the gorgeous red and yellow rug. The rug was £200, come to think of it. But it was definitely worth every penny. Everyone's admired it. Or at least Sue's has. And the Jigsaw suit was on sale, 30% off. So that was actually saving money. I opened my eyes and reached for the bill. As my fingers hit the paper, I remember new contact lenses, £95. Quite a lot, but I mean, I had to get those, didn't I? What am I supposed to do, walk around in a blur? And I had to buy some new solutions and the cute case and some hypoallergenic eyeliner, so that takes it up to £400? At the desk next to mine, Claire Edwards looks up from her post. She's sorting all her letters into neat piles. Just like she does every morning, she puts rubber bands around them and puts labels on them saying things like, answer immediately, and not urgent, but respond. I loathe Claire Edwards. Okay, Becky, she says. Fine, I say lightly, just reading a letter. I reach gaily into the envelope, but my fingers don't quite pull out the bill. They remain clutched around it while my mind is seized, as it is every month, by my secret dream. Do you want to know about my secret dream? It's based on a story I once read in the Daily Word about a mix-up at a bank. I loved this story so much, I cut it out and stuck it onto my wardrobe door. Two credit card bills were sent to the wrong people. And get this, each person paid the wrong bill without realizing. They paid off each other's bills without even checking them. And ever since I read that story, my secret fantasy has been that the same thing will happen to me. I mean, I know it sounds unlikely, but if it happened once, it can happen again, can't it? Some dotty old woman in Cornwall will be sent my humongous bill and will pay without even looking at it. And I'll be sent her bill for 3 tins of cat food and 59 pence each, which naturally I'll pay without question. Fair is fair, after all.